Box 16.
Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hello and welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. It's Camel Cigarette Day.
Hump Day.
Oh, jeez. Some people, the older people get the Camel Cigarette joke and understand the old commercials. Hump Day, not a camel. Folks, welcome to this. The claim that there's no direct evidence between Joe Biden and his corrupt son and all this crap, man, and they're so corrupt. I believe this inquiry, this impeachment inquiry, is basically just to say, will they have enough Democrats to impeach him? And I wonder if they, I think they might, because it might be one of these, we get rid of Joe Biden, we got Kamala Harris coming in, cha-ching, don't matter, because Hillary Clinton was supposed to be 8 more years of Obama doing his bidding. If you ever saw that video, well, if I could have someone that could come into the White House and could do my bidding for me, hey, Joe Biden has dementia. What the hell? He don't know what he's doing. He don't know what time it is. It's elder abuse. We can have him say whatever he wants to. He won't remember. It's sickening what they're doing to that man. Crimson Tide football player on Antonio Ross has been arrested and charged with second-degree felonies. I'll get into that. I had to fix something. Sorry about that, folks. I don't know what's going on with this. You know, remember when the college was about a university and a degree and not a football game? The Biden food record, this is awesome. Groceries are up supposedly 19.6%. I wonder how true that is, because, I mean, everything at Dollar Tree is up 25% at least, because now they don't even have, it's not just $1.25, now they have like $3. Now you got to be careful what you buy, because you might buy it in an aisle where, oh, this is a $6 item, eh? Remember when everything used to be a dollar at Dollar Tree and it used to be high quality stuff? That lasted 2 weeks, not 1 week. Congratulations. I want to give a congratulations out to Gavin Newsom. Yes, they have the most homeless people of any state possible. Their state is welcome to third world California. Of California. Leading the way for poverty. There's a Democrat mayor like, if you want to have, this country's going in the right direction, just go to a Democratic city and you'll see. Yeah, what, like crap hole L.A. or San Francisco or Detroit or Chicago or New York or Baltimore? Are you kidding me? Oh, don't worry. You can steal $10,000. Don't worry. Oh, you can't go after bull crap. I'd be like, yeah, I'd go to the city council and just so you know, I have a store. Anyone tries to walk out, my store, I'm fully armed. Anyone tries to take anything walking out the store, I'll do what they do like with the diamond mines. Yep. You got them open, and if there's nothing, oops, I thought he sold something. I guess not. Yep. You try to take anything from my store, you'll get shot at. I have 5 armed guards. 3 inside, 2 outside. You try to take anything and run. If the guards inside don't get you, the guards outside will. Sad you have to have that, but hey. That's what happens when you get God out of everything and there's no morals. Ticketing and event management company Eventbrite has deleted an upcoming event entitled Save Our Children featuring author and critical race theory opponent James Lindsay, don't use them. I'll get into that. So much I want to get into. Don't forget this, folks.
Hi, friends. My name's Paula Ferris, and I'm a journalist and author and the founder of Terry Media, which creates content for working moms. And today's verse of the day comes to us from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 2. And it says this: do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. That's the NIV. But said another way, the New Living Translation, verse 2, says this: don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way we think. Okay, let's reconcile this, because we are called to be in the world, not of the world. And we know that light shines only in dark places. So how can we be in the world but not conform to its thinking? By renewing our minds. And what does it mean to renew? Renew means to give a new appearance to, or to refresh. Refresh is something that we do over and over again. So think about it this way: when you're using your computer or your phone and it freezes, what do? You refresh it or you reboot it. When you're refreshing it, when you're rebooting it, what are you allowing to inform your mind? It's kind of comforting to know that refreshing isn't a one-time magic pill that fixes everything. We refreshed and we're good. No, refreshing is something that we're supposed to do daily, like take up your cross and follow Jesus on a daily basis. We're supposed to refresh and renew every single day. So friends, if you want to know what God's perfect will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will, refresh, refresh, refresh today, tomorrow, and the next.
Yeah, don't forget to refresh, folks. Yeah, you know, this notion that, hey, you're a Christian and you're perfect. Okay. Yeah. So much is going on in this world. It's crazy. It is. Are we in the last days? I think so. I mean, when bad is good and good is bad. How dare you? How dare you? You're a bigot because you disagree with how a gay person lives their life. Oh, I love the gay person. I just don't like their lifestyle. Gee. You can't, that makes no sense. Okay. My mom is a drug addict and alcoholic and bulimic. I'm going to love my mom, but I'm not going to love the drug addict, alcoholic, and bulimic. You ever watch that show? You know, where they... Intervention? Jason, I love you with all my heart, but these last 2 years have been very difficult. I've seen you go down a slippery slope of cocaine, heroin, methamphetamine, PCPs, Dilaudids, Klonopins, muscle relaxers, lewds, shrooms, acid, weed. Benzathiazepine, morphine, gold paint, rubber cement, nitrous oxide, just to name about a quarter of the stuff. You're going to love your brother. You're going to love your sister, your mother, whoever it is. You're not going to love that they're the drug addict doing all that crap. Gee. But apparently, we're bigots because we disagree with the way they live their lifestyle. But, whatever. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. Biden's doing such a great job. I don't know how anyone can support what they're doing to that man. He didn't have to mention whatever, whatever. He is so far gone. They had to stop a press conference because he was making no sense. He was just rambling on. He's getting to the point where when they have the ear earpiece in, and they're telling him what to say through the earpiece, and he ain't getting the clue. The bells aren't going off. Folks, let me tell you something. I want to wake up something. What did Hillary Clinton was going to be 4 more years of Obama? Just one second, folks. I'm back, folks. Yeah, when you have the doors wide open and stuff, why do you have the air on? I'm not air conditioning the whole world. Yeah, you sound like a parent, you know, when you have people here and like, yeah, you got the air conditioning blasting when you got the doors wide open. 70 degrees, it's not cold, it's not hot outside. You know, remember when you had nice energy prices? I remember when my mom could fill a whole grocery cart filled. Remember that commercial filled to the rim with brand coffee? Loaded. $100. Wow, my $110 for groceries, but it was a whole cart full. Now I go to Dollar Tree and I spend $25. It's not dollars anymore. It's $1.25 for stuff at Buck Tree. Not to mention, a lot now they have like the freezer section. See, since they went to $1.25, that's where they have a bunch of other stuff that they probably used to sell or could have sold at Dollar Tree for $1. And now it's like $4 items, $5, stuff like that. It's to try to distract you from the 25% inflation that happened with Dollar Tree. Well, it's 50% inflation if you count the helium balloons you can get. Now they're $1.50 from $1. I have some cherished cobblestone collection Dollar Tree pieces. They're like these miniature little like nativity sets. It means the world to me. I love those things. And guess what? they're like little plastic and they're junk now. Horrible. But hey. This country's going great. See, that's what I don't understand, because they say that like the food inflation is up, like grocery store price up 19.6%. I think it's way higher than that, but that's just me. You know, when distilled water is from 88 cents to like $1.29. But what did they say? What did Barack Obama say point blank? If I can have someone that can, like a puppet that can do my bidding for me. I remember a guy saying, before I heard him say that, Barack Obama say that, there was a guy that came out that basically said that Hillary Clinton was going to be 4 more years of Obama. They were going to throw her down the river. He was going to do her bidding, or she would go, bye-bye. You wonder if they're going to throw Biden under the bus. If he didn't do Obama's bidding, and he's like, okay, and now he's so far gone, let's impeach Joe Biden. Guess what? From what I'm understanding and the research I've done, Kamala Harris will step up as president. And I'm wondering if she picks a VP, or does Kevin McCarthy step into that role? I don't know. That's one thing I would love to look up. I may have to ask Rick Green on that. It'd be interesting to see. I might have to write him that, Rick Green, that, and ask him through the Patriot Academy on his email and say, hey, if we get Biden out, Kamala Harris would step up as president as far as I'm concerned, or what I know. Would she become, would she pick a VP, or would Kevin McCarthy be a temporary VP just in case? I don't know. It's scary. But we got 25% inflation, I believe. I believe 19.6 is for some things, but some things are up way more than that. Don't worry, folks. It's okay, man. Everything's going great. We don't got mean tweets. We got World War III and record high inflation and gas prices and everything else. But don't worry, folks. It's okay. We got a president that can't even give speeches anymore because he's kind of hauled out. Sayonara, Sodom. Sayonara, Sodom. I'll tell you, folks. But don't worry, folks. We've gotten God out of everything. That's the problem. There's no morals or values anymore. I think I need to take a trip to California because I can just go down to Beverly Hills and just smash and grab. They can't do anything. I'm going to send her $900. I can't get caught. I can't. Leaving around here, I was talking to the Brinks guy. He's like, there's a guy that's been robbing left and right, and they're basically told that they can't do anything. Just let him go. If he steals, just let him take it. And they have photos of everyone. They haven't caught the guy. It's like, if you see him coming into your store, you don't call the police and say, hey, he's here. I don't know. This world we live in, this Biden, it's not, they call it Biden economics. No, it's Obamanomics. Obama's behind it. Hillary Clinton was going to be 4 more years or 8 more years of Obama. And when they rigged it for Hillary and it didn't work out and she didn't get elected, oops. I mean, if you've heard of the developments in the Kerry Lake case in Arizona, a judge has finally said, finally, well, Arizona's not following state law. They have to verify the signature using the signature on the voter registration with the one that's on the ballot. Oh, we got our own signatures that we're using to verify whether it's an authentic signature. We don't need to use the one that's on the voter registration. Excuse me? Your law states you have to do X, Y, and Z. You have to verify the signature on the ballot with the signature in the voter registration. That's what your law says you have to do. Oh, well, they're not following it. Oh, we got our own signatures. Oh, you can't see the signatures. And finally, a judge has stepped in and saying, no, this is the 2020, 2022, they didn't do signature verifications and all that stuff. And it wouldn't. And if all they did was count. Yeah, we got 10 votes here, 10 votes here. Are 9 invalid votes? Could be. Don't matter. I'm going to take a bunch of illegal ballots and mix them in with a bunch of legal ballots. That way you can't throw them out, because if you throw them out, you're going to throw out legal ballots. I would say throw them all out, and okay, we're going to go through and we're going to verify all the ballots that are legitimate. We're going to take the due diligence to go through every single ballot and prove which everyone as best we can is legit. And then we're going to take, okay, let's say, we'll, for crafts and giggles, we'll say they're all legit. We'll have all the people that we can prove that has a ballot. They're going to actually come in and they're going to vote in person on paper. No, we got to give this world to God. That's the problem. Let's see what Revelations chapter 3, 7, verse 8 says. Write this letter to the angel of the church in Philadelphia. This is a message from the one who is holy and true, the one who has the key of David. What he opens, no one can close. What he closes, no one can open. I know all the things you do, and I have opened the door for you that no one can close. You have little strength, yet you obey my word and did not deny me. Okay? It doesn't say when he's going to open the door, what door he's going to open. So that's so many people, well, I trust in God. I want $1 million. I want this. I want that. And then when God doesn't answer every prayer they want, exactly when they want it, at the exact time they want it. Well, wait, but this is supposed to be my job. No, I was supposed to have this job. I prayed. Why didn't I get this? And then they get mad and they blame God when God closed that door because he's got a bigger door that he's going to open for you. Why do you think in California people are robbing and saying, well, you can take $900 or under and they can't do anything to you. If you want to get your kids Christmas this year, just go rob. As long as it's under $900, they can't do anything for you. Why are they doing that? Because there's no morals. You can have 8 trillion laws. There's a law in Pennsylvania where you cannot sit on top of or lie or sleep on top of a refrigerator outside. It's illegal. In Kentucky, and I think in Indiana the same, it's illegal to have an ice cream cone in your back pocket because it was a way to lure away horses. In Indiana, technically, you cannot have liquor shipped in here because it was a form of bootlegging. Technically, if you want to have, I've had wine shipped in here. I've had absinthe shipped in here when it was illegal. Didn't realize it was. I got it from like Spain or something shipped here. All this stuff. It was, technically, it's, no one cares anymore because it's no bootlegging law. But then if people say, well, technically I can have you arrested and all this stuff because you're breaking the law. But most don't care. My point is, there are billions of laws out there. Until we abide by the 10 that God gave us through Moses on Mount Sinai, we don't have morals anymore. How dare you try to pray on the field? We're gonna make sure you go to jail. Great. I'll go out and I'll preach. I'll preach the gospel. You gonna arrest me for disturbing the peace or whatever? Okay? You're gonna have to answer to God why you're keeping me from preaching the word. Now, if you tell me you can stay here, just kind of keep it, you know, don't go yelling and screaming, okay. If you want to know about Christ, come here. You want me to pray for you, come here. You know, if you don't mind that I'm here, if even if I'm like, hey, come here, how you doing? I'm going around. Do you know about Christ? You know about God? Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and life, and no one can get to the Father except through me. Do you know about him? Because I can help you. It's not about a religion or a church. It's about knowing Christ. I can say a prayer with you that if you say this prayer with me out loud, I believe you got born again. You want to get yourself in a good Bible-based church and put God first place. Anyone can read the Bible. Anyone can get into the Word. But you need to go to church every Sunday. If they got an intercessor prayer like I talked about, go. If they got Bible study, go. My point is, folks, there's no morality in this world anymore. There's no morality. We're doing some awesome study in Acts. Acts, if you don't know, the Acts of the Apostles, it breaks up the Gospels from the Epistles. And we're in, and it's just, I've been stuck on this a lot. I might do something other so that when I'm doing my Bible study, I'm in Acts, but I might go, because I like Psalms a lot, and go back. I haven't done a lot of Old Testament, and before the year is up, I'm going to get back into the Old Testament and stuff. But, like, on the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly, there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit, began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. Yeah, they were all speaking different languages, and there are people that knew it, but then there were other people that said, oh, they're just drunk. And, of course, you guessed it, you know. And they were amazed. How can this be? These people are all from Galilee, yet we hear them speaking in our native tongues. But others in the crowd ridiculed them, saying, they're just drunk, that's all. Then Peter stepped forward and basically said, it's 9 o'clock and it's too early for that. People see the truth. Jesus is the way and the truth and life, and no one can get to the Father except through me. no matter what you show them. No matter what you show them, it don't matter, folks. It don't matter what you show them. It don't matter. Oh, they're just drunk. No, they were speaking in different languages. They were speaking in tongues. You know, and that's the problem in this world. You show people... You show people... certain things. Most people don't get it when you show them the truth. An Alabama Crimson Tide football walk-on Antonio Ross arrested after sodomy on juvenile. Now, if you have kids, I don't want them in the room when they're hearing this. Maybe they do need, because this is, when did college football become about, and you heard my words right, it's kind of going to be a joke, but when did college become about football instead of a degree? Here's a $5 billion. I got a contract because, see, you know, what about people that move and bust their butts to get a degree? I wish college would be more about football and athletics and less about a degree. That's what it is now. I think it should be the other way around. Maybe college should be about a degree instead of about a football game and $1 billion. Alabama has just signed a $4 billion contract with Nike or Adidas or whoever. You know, man, I hate to be like Joe Paterno did what he was supposed to do. He went to the higher-ups and, oh, we might have a child molester or something in our midst. It's going to tarnish our record. No, what would have made your record great is if they would have said, hey, we have a guy by the name of Jerry Sandusky. We believe he might be doing some stuff. We're not sure. We're investigating it. He is on unpaid leave following this investigation, and if it clears, he'll be reinstated fully with back pay and everything. If not, no. What did they do instead of calling out somebody that they believe was doing some illegal stuff to little boys and girls and boys and molesting them and stuff? Joe Paterno did what he was supposed to do, and because he should have called the cops and he should have done this and went to the police. Well, he followed the protocol that the university had in place, and because they wanted to keep their precious Penn State, I think it would have made them look even better if they would have said, hey, we believe we have this pedophile amongst our mixed or whatever. We're going to find out what's going on, and if it's bad, it's bad. And if he's found innocent, okay, then guess what? Yeah, Jerry Sandusky is being on unpaid leave following an investigation of stuff we won't get into, and he'll be reinstated with full pay if the investigation comes out. No. Imagine all those teams that, because of that, they had to forfeit all those. Imagine, I'd love to meet someone that said, oh, congratulations, in 88 you win the national championship like 30 years later, 35 years later. You're national champs because they had to forfeit. Congratulations. I mean, do they get rings in college, and would you get one that many years later? I mean, would you even care? Oh, yeah, because of what Pete Carroll did at USC, did Notre Dame did they have to forfeit wins? Did Notre Dame win some of those games? That's why I got to the point where so many of these colleges do so much illegal crap to try to win that it's like, college is about, my wife is going to college to get a degree in medical billing and coding. She's going to school for a degree, not for a football game. I would go to a university that had the worst football team as long as I knew I was getting the best degree. My college, my culinary school, didn't have a football team. I had an instructor called Chef Michel LeBourne. Oh, what a guy. Good old Chef Michel LeBourne. Chef Pierre, oh, Chef Michel LeBourne. Oh, yeah. Chef Andre. Oh, yeah. He was incredible. I learned so much from him. I mean, now he's back in Paris where he's from, and he doesn't have good vision. So he's with family, and they help him get around and stuff because he has really, really bad vision. But he's, you know, I didn't have football. I had instructors like him. He was a hardener. He was my way or the highway type person. It was, you know, I learned so much from, and Shelly Hubert. He was a German guy. He's like, when it's your restaurant, when it's your kitchen, you will know, you will not throw away. You will take pieces and dice them up and use them in soup. You know, and he come, where he come from, you know, he was like, you will know when it's your place. When it's your place, you will know when you have to pay the bills, when you have to keep the lights on, it'll be on you. I mean, there's a Democratic governor that came out, or mayor or something. She's like, well, if America's doing wonderful and great, just look at Democratic cities. Yeah, California is a Democratic state, and it is like, it is a cesspool. It is the worst. It has the highest poverty rate. It's so bad, it's sickening. Don't worry, it's great. Look at how the homeless live. But we have to social distance, and we have to do all this stuff, and you can't have football games and all this stuff because you might spread COVID, and you have homeless tent cities where they all live together, they all hang out together, and they all look after each other. One of the most touching videos I ever saw was this guy had a shirt, and then he had like a suit with all this money on it, free money. The homeless people would take $1, just $1. I just need to get a water. The rich people that came by with suits and Rolex watches, they'd be taking as much as they could grab. The homeless people were taking, oh, I just need a buck. I just want a piece of bread. I just want a sandwich. I don't need much. All the homeless people that knew what it was like to not have respected so that they could just take just what they needed so that they could ensure that other people had, so they could give. And were these rich people taking as many money, take as much as they could? Like I said on Monday's show, my pastor has an ode. Okay, you want to donate to this? Give. You want to buy this, right? I want this. Give that $100 to that charity instead of buying that thing you want. You'll still get that thing you want. You might get it cheaper. If you don't have that $100, give as much as you can. Whatever that amount is, let me know. And in 6 months, if you ever need that money or you ever run out and don't have, guess what's going to happen? I will give you in 6 months whatever, $200, $50, $100, whatever. Never once has he had to give that money to anyone, reimburse him. Because my church has never had as much money as they have because we're a giving church. And we just don't give to give. Like we pray about, okay, like we gave to missions, and I'm like, this is God's money. Now, whatever He says goes. And Pastor's like, well, you give them whatever you feel led. And I prayed about it, and I fasted about it, and I prayed about it. And I'm like, I don't know why, but I got to give $3,000. And I wrote him a check, and we found out through a letter that was just enough to get the bus they needed. They weren't expecting this little church to give anything, hardly at all. Like, I'm going to come here, and they're going to give us, like, $20, and thank you. And they couldn't believe what we gave them, and they got a bus because of it. That's how God works. But we've taken God out of everything. There's no God anywhere. Well, the separation of church and state says the churches will not be run by our government. They're going after that guy who 8 years ago was suspended and everything for praying after a football game. do me a favor, folks and viewers of the conversation. Don't be afraid to pray anywhere. Don't be afraid to pray. Don't be afraid to pray. When you're having dinner, pray. Like where we do our banking with the church, I was talking to this lady and she goes, we started talking about God and stuff, and she was shot at in her car 3 times. She still has a bullet lodged in her back, in her spine. She has no health effects. You don't want to know why that is? Why? Because God was riding with her in that car today. You want to talk about wanting to know about God? Because I was telling her about, I was praising the Lord to her and stuff, and she goes, we're just talking about God and all this stuff, and you know, it's amazing because when you do intercessor prayer and you go out and you do weed care and you pray for people, you may get turned down. So what? All it takes is that one person that you can say, hey, look, I'm lost. I'm lost. Something needs to change. Okay. I'll help you. We need to get back to God in this country and helping each other. We need to get back to the way it used to be. But that guy shows everything with that suit jacket loaded full of money, and the homeless just take what they need, and the rich people take as much as they can grab. I would take, yeah, can I have $10? I want to donate it. I want to give it to somebody. I mean, there's a church that does that where they collect a fund. Here's $100. Go out into the community and do good and then come back and tell us what you did with the money. Who'd you help? How'd you, you know, and when you donate the money or help somebody, witness to them. Like if you get someone food, witness to them, you know. And some people, I kind of like that, but then at the same time, there's things that I do. There's things like when we gave to that mission, it was out there. It was open. It wasn't like we were hiding anything. It wasn't like we were trying to just do God's work under the table. But and there's times where we do stuff, and like I'll pay for a meal, and I won't even, like I've gone over the tables before and said, how you doing, guys? Just said, you know, your meal's on me. What are you doing that for? God is good. And I walk away. Thank you. You know, I've done that before. You know? We got super, super inflated gas prices. Everything is going through the roof. Everything is falling apart. Don't worry, folks. But so many in this world are like the people when they had the tongues of fire over them, and they're speaking in all these different languages. Oh, they're not, they're just drunk, that's all. I speak in tongues. When I get filled with the Holy Spirit, I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know, but it's one of those things that when I do it, it's like, okay, I'm not drunk, I'm not messed up. But we've gotten so far from what's important in this world. You know, granted, old Biden was, and the puppet masters of China Joe didn't want China Joe in New York on 9/11, which is insulting. But, you know, it's like, do you want Russia or Ukraine? Russia or Ukraine? Who do you want to win the war? I want people to stop dying. Do you support Trump or Biden for president? I want Jesus Christ back in it. I support Trump, but I want Jesus Christ back in this country. I want morals and values back in this country. I like that lady, and she goes, don't you think it's sad that white nationalists are trying to push Christianity down your throat? Christianity is not the European religion. Christianity was in Africa before Europe. the Ethiopian Bible is older than the King James Bible. This black guy is telling this white girl it's not a white European religion. Jesus Christ was not white. And all that stuff. And she's like, how do you feel? How can you be a black man knowing that white people are shoving their religion down your throat? And he goes, it's an Ethiopian religion. It's a religion that was in Africa before America. It's ridiculous. It's hilarious. She had no idea what to do. I love it when people sit there and they're like, yeah, and they're trying to push an agenda. And then when they're trying to push this agenda, they find out that when this guy calls them out, X, Y, and Z, wait a minute here. Wait a minute. Oops. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to react. It's scary. It really is. But Biden breaks a 22-year tradition of being at White House and attack site on 9/11. Every president was at the White House and at 9/11, and some have actually gone to Shanksville, Pennsylvania and spoken 9/11. At the White House they spoke, and then they went to New York and spoke. Folks, just remember, it doesn't matter. Jesus Christ is in control. Excuse me, sir. You're disturbing the peace. Okay. Great. Arrest me. I'm not going to stop preaching the gospel. I'm not going to stop preaching the gospel. Okay, you're going to arrest me? Great. Go ahead. But I'm telling you, I'm not going to, you know, that's what's wrong with this world. We don't have morals and values. He, she, they, it's all okay. Don't worry. You can be whatever you want to be. I mean, even me and my wife get crap given to us, jokingly, because we got a cat and we call it a he when we believe it's a female cat, but I'm just used to calling all animals males, no matter what it is. I've always looked at a monkey as a male, period. Not like, was that a female or a male monkey? I've just looked at all animals in general as like a male species, like a male, like in terms of like as basics. Not like I've never really sat there and looked at a, because I don't think there is a way to say, like, male and female. I don't think there's a way. I don't think there's different words for, like, is there a word that means female monkey and a word that means male monkey without having male or female in it, you know? Or do you have to say that's a female monkey or a male monkey? I don't know. I know about food and radio shows, but, you know, it's ridiculous. This whole world is gone upside down, and it makes no sense. You know, you got to put trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not depend on your own understanding. See, and I think this Biden impeachment inquiry, what I think it is I think they're just trying, they have proof. And I just think it's a matter of, will they have enough votes to hang them? And like I said before earlier in the program, I don't know if it is about, I'm 90% sure Kamala Harris steps up. Lord help us on that one. I mean, she's like a cognitive Joe Biden. She's like cognitively there, but, you know, she makes no sense. I mean, I'm wondering if the people, if she reads, if when she speaks, when she goes to events and speaks, if it's pre-written for her and the people are just doing that as a joke to see if she gets it, like halfway through she's reading the thing. Well, what we have here is a significant passage of time, because we have a time that is significant, and because of the passage of it, we have a significance of the passage of time, and what that time that is significant is the significance of the passage of the time that was significant. What do you say? I mean, it's hilarious because it's kind of like, you make no sense there, girl. Joe Biden makes no sense, but you shouldn't. You should make sense, actually, you know. But this world we live in, folks, it's okay. I mean, when CNN is, you know it's bad when CNN is going after the New Mexico Democrat governor who's basically trying to ban open and concealed carry. Even the Democrat AG will not defend the governor's concealed carry ban. Are you kidding me? When CNN is like, dude, you're violating the Second Amendment. Basically, the Supreme Court has ruled because New York, you had to have proof that you have to show proof that you have a need to carry a gun. I don't need proof of anything. The Second Amendment guarantees me the right to keep and bear arms, and it shall not be infringed, period. Well, not today. Well, now, New York tried to say, well, you have to show us reason to why we have to, and then we'll decide whether or not we're going to prove you the ability to have said gun. You know, when CNN's like, hey, you're violating the Second Amendment, I mean, not really, because, yeah, I don't know how that law is going to go into effect, because no one's abiding by it. It's hilarious, because that clip, when you actually hear CNN talking about how they're going, that New Mexico governor can't go after the Second Amendment, can't take it away and all this stuff, when I never would have thought I would have agreed with CNN on anything ever in my life, but that was hilarious. I'm like, CNN is saying what? But I'm going to get into this really quickly, though, but and then I want to get into some Premier League. But Speaker McCarthy's announcement on impeachment inquiry into President Biden, but he stopped short of calling for a vote to authorize the inquiry. I think, I don't know. Well, I just hope this is not games going on. I hope that there's going to be actually one that's going to happen, and because I'm not gonna buy this crap of, oh yeah, guess what, folks? Yeah, we're gonna investigate again. We're gonna do this again. No, I don't want that. I don't know. Yeah, it makes no sense. Well, I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. Got about 10 minutes or so left in the program. Let me just double check my time. 9 minutes and 30 seconds. Thank you so much for tuning in. I don't understand this whole United thing. I wonder if there's even going to ever be a sale. And if you haven't heard, I had to catch my breath. Snapdragon is supposedly going to, for the next several years, be a 60 million pound a year sponsor. And it's like, wait a minute here. You're trying to sell the club. Why wouldn't you leave the sponsor up to the new owners? More and more, it sounds like they're going to try to get anything they can to stay there. I don't know. I just don't get it. I don't understand. I want to see this club succeed. I've said this before. I can see the club going into this season. Oh, we're into the season with the Blazers. G January, I can see us going into January with the Glazers owning this club. I can honestly see now a thing where they try to stay on at the football club and stay as owners. I don't know. I mean, with all the thing going on with the Mason Greenwood incident, and now we have the Anthony incident and this and all kinds of stuff, and Jadon Sancho going on, like, the club, $3 billion is what I think the club's worth. Because you're going to have to put probably at least $1.5 billion into the club, $1.5 billion into the stadium. There's $3 billion. There's $6 billion right there. Club needs a rebuilding from bottom down, top up, inside out, everything. Why would you sit there and do a sponsorship deal with Snapdragon if you're intending on selling? It's crazy, folks. It's crazy, but that's this club we live in. You know, and I think what they've wanted for since Alex Ferguson left, they wanted someone that could win them titles and do all kinds of stuff and keep them at the top of their game and top of the Premier League and the Champions League and stuff with whatever they throw at them. Here's your 10 players. Good luck. Yeah, it takes 11 on the pitch. Well, crap, we only bought you have to get someone from the under-21s. Good luck. Yeah, what if someone gets injured? Then we're, well, I don't care. Well, you have to get two players from the under-21s. We don't have any money. We're trying to spend it all. One of those things. And I just think they want someone into that club. I think they might have been interested in selling if they had, like, 7 people interested and they had a bidding war and it got up to, and I think it's, I'm going to stick by that from day one, that you have a lot of people. I truly believe that they expected a lot of people to be interested in this club and they were going to have bidding wars. And they were going to, and I think $6 million was like a starting bid, like, not this, like, what? Yeah, it's what they claimed they wanted, but I really think it was not what they wanted. It was they were hoping to get a bidding war going in. Okay, let me see here, folks. We're technically under the table starting at $6 billion, hoping that we'll start and then they'll have a bunch of people. Well, because I truly believe if you said, okay, yeah, I'm into this club. You want $6 billion? Sold. Well, wait a minute here. If you're just going to bid $6 billion, well, they know. You said you want $6 billion for the club to buy it. I'm offering you what you... If you're not going to sell me the club for the price you want me, you say you're advertising it for, then let me know so I can go out to the highways and byways and tell everyone that you offered that you have the club for sale for $6 billion and I'm offering to give you $6 billion and you ain't going to take it. That tells me that that's the starting point you were hoping to start at, and they were hoping to get a crap ton of people to bid. Well, I'll take 6.2 billion. Oh, well, I'll take 6.3, and they were hoping to get like 5 or 6 people in a bidding war. And when they've had people who've bid, you know, $3 billion is about all the club's worth. And they need to... And they need to step up their game and say, hey, this is how much the club's worth. This is all that's going on. The club's only going to go further and further. Cash in. Hey, you're lucky you're going to get that much out of me. Bye. And that's what's going on. You know? They wanted, and I've said that from day one, they wanted a crap load of people. They thought they were going to have like 5 or 10 or whatever, and they were going to have a bidding war. And I think that $6 billion they wanted from day one was the starting bid. And now that you got Snapdragon coming in, going to be a sponsor for $60 million a year for like the next 3 or 4 years, why would you do that if you're trying to sell the club? You wouldn't be doing that. You'd be putting all this stuff on the next... people that own it. And I still think they're trying to figure out a way to get Sir Jim in there to where he is the owner part, and they have, he owns a percentage and they own a percentage. But you figure, I would, if that was my club, okay, I'll buy it for $3 million, and here's why, because I'll need $1.5 million to renovate that team completely, and $1.5 million for the stadium. So you're talking a minimum of, there's $6 billion right there. $3 billion for you, and then $3 billion to renovate. That's minimum. Why do you think they have the Euros coming in a couple of years, and we're the biggest stadium, and they're not even housing any games there? Got about 90 seconds left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. But don't forget, folks, put God first and watch him work. That's what's going on in this world, folks. We need to put God first. That even bright ticketing and event company that deleted an event, Save Our Kids, featuring an author and critical race theory opponent, James Lindsay, because he's against all that stuff. If you ever see somebody that's using them to sell their tickets and stuff, tell them to get the heck out of Dodge. You know, it's time we stand up and give it to God. And that's what we got to do. We got to put God first and watch him work. You know, we got to get God back in everything. You know, like that video I showed last night. If someone's going to come out, I'm going to pray. Okay, rest me. I'm not going to stop preaching the gospel. And just remember this, folks. With the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Monday, good night, everybody. God bless you all, and goodbye.